Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
How do you follow the great Jerome Howard? That's right, Curly Howard. They're the Three Stooges, of course, the most famous trio in the history. Actually, there was four of them in real reality. Of course, Shemp, Mo and Curly, all three were brothers. They were the Horowitz brothers, the Howard brothers. And, of course, there was Larry Fine, who was a boxer. And speaking of boxing, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated and never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, coast to coast, live worldwide via the internet, we've got a fabulous show for you. We'll talk about what's new in 2013, what's old in 2012. We'll talk MMA, we'll talk boxing. We've got it going on for 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you'd like to join us via the toll-free phone line, and when I say toll-free, I mean doesn't cost you a dime, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing will be set up in a minute. You can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk. Or if you want to do the old-fashioned way, and I never thought I would say this, but the old-fashioned way of email, the email address, simple, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk at yahoo.com. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is East Bay Soul.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Check out the horns of the mighty Tower of Power, returning to Oakland, California, the end of January. They'll be at Yoshi's on Jack London Square. Of course, Tower of Power, originally from Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing this hour. That last clip we just heard, man, George Foreman, like, annihilating Joe Frazier. That was back in January of 1973. Has it been that long ago? Of course, Joe has left us about a year and a half now, maybe a year. George Foreman, still making grills. Actually, he sold the grill company. He sold it for like, are you ready? Are you seated? $225 million. He sold that grill idea. His brother Roy used to laugh about it. He called it the biggest con in the history of marketing. That's what he told me. This is Roy told me. He goes, Pedro, that's a big con. All it is like, you know, a piece of metal with a wire on it. That's about it. It has good design and he got $225 million for it, so something was good behind that. Anyway, I do have my George Foreman grill, so self-sponsored for George here. On the line from Sin City, take that back, we're going to L.A., the City of Angels. Talk about Los Angeles, California. Bring in my man, KP, Kevin Perry. Kev, 2012 is toast, 2013 is here. Anything in the heavyweight division? I watched Brian Jennings last week, and I have to tell you, I just think he's too small for the task.
Yeah, probably. He's got decent tools. I just don't know if, it's just hard to really put any of these guys, American heavyweights, up against, the Klitschko's, because the Klitschko's, the way they fight, it's a safety first style. Jennings is good. The problem is, a lot of these guys, when they have they don't have success getting inside, they start making mistakes. And that's the difference between the heavyweights of today and the heavyweights of about 30, 40 years ago, is those guys had better skills. They were more seasoned. They fought better fighters more often. The division's so weak that if you're not fighting quality fighters a lot, once you fight one quality fighter, I mean, you're going to get exposed. So that's kind of how it works nowadays.
Well, I tell you the truth, I wish I was a heavyweight because I had decent skills, and I look at these guys, and they're ponderous, and they don't seem to have that killer instinct, that ability to finish people, although Vladimir Klitschko has finished a number of foes of late, but his brother Vitaly, of course, is getting long in the tooth. Actually, he's getting long in the tooth. When you think about this, Vladimir was the 1996 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, he replaced Vitaly on that team because Vitaly tested positive for steroids. So move the heavyweight division to the side. Cruiserweights, not a whole lot to talk about there. Let's move the light heavyweights. Is Andre Ward going to be the next light heavyweight rage? I mean, is he going to leave 168 soon? What do you think is going to happen there? Because they've been awful quiet of late.
Well, he did have a shoulder injury. So one of the issues, obviously, is going to be how active is Ward going to be this year? Only fought once last year. I don't know if you're going to see him at light heavyweight really all that soon, because I think there's more talent closer to 168, at least at the moment. If he can make 168, I don't see any big fights at 175 pounds. Maybe a fight with Jean Pascal, just because Pascal has somewhat of a following. I think that's a big fight. Maybe another fight with Carl Froch, possibly, because Froch has been on a little bit of a streak. He had a big win against Butte.
Mm-hmm.
But 175 is it's pretty weak. I mean, there's some good opponents. I just don't know if they're big fights. I mean, he could fight Gabriel Campillo, but, I mean, that's just a stylistic nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
For anybody. So
I wouldn't want to
fight. I don't think he's going to fight him.
No. And you know, at 168 pounds, Andre says that he can fight at 160 as long as he has the day before weigh-ins. He said if he went to the same day weigh-ins, he'd have to fight at 175. But he's all for same day weigh-ins. Obviously, he's all for random drug testing, things like that, be it VADA or USADA, whatever. Do you think drug testing is going to come into reality now soon? I mean, are the commissions going to step up? Or are they going to say, well, we'll just test guys come fight time and that's it and stick to that? Because, you know, guys aren't using steroids basically. They're using it during the off season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be extremely difficult because, for example, in other sports, you kind of have set teams and you know who the teams are. And the players just rotate, but it's just much more structured. In boxing, I mean, what are you going to do, only test world champions for world championship bouts? I don't know if that works. I think if promoters are willing to pay for it, basically or subsidize the commissions on this extra testing, I think that's the way it could work. That's probably the best way for it to be done, because I don't see the commission's having the funds to, administer this extra testing. I mean, the commissions themselves are pretty, you know, they stretch themselves pretty thin. So I think promoters definitely would have to get involved, at least from a monetary standpoint. I don't think they should be involved from the standpoint of the testing, because it's kind of a conflict of interest, in my opinion. And you've kind of seen some of the rumors with USADA and possibly some foul play in there.
Okay, let's switch gears here. Let's talk about the polls at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. The latest one you've got up there is, who should Canelo Alvarez fight next? And Canelo means cinnamon, and to me, in Mexican it means cinnamon. To me, it means green, like guacamole. So when I think of Canelo, I think of green guacamole. Of course, I'm talking about Saul Alvarez, the undefeated reality star, TV star, media sensation, of course, from south of the border. And he's been ducking a lot of good guys. I think he's ducked Arislandi Lara. I mean, he's ducked a number of people. And, of course, he was ringside to watch Austin Trout silence, probably retire Miguel Cotto a few weeks ago. And he was there to fight Cotto. And when Cotto lost, like Austin Trout said, Kev, how can I put this? He left the building faster than you can imagine. He was gone. I'm talking about Alvarez. He said he won't fight Austin Trout. What does that say about him?
Well, I don't know if it says a whole lot about him. I think it more, that's not the fight his promoter wants. I mean, the Golden Boy has been pretty much giving this guy the
soft treatment.
Yeah, they've been giving him the soft treatment. He gets to fight whoever he wants. The WBC obviously isn't really enforcing his mandatories. I know that he was supposed to fight the winner of Arislandi Lara and Vonis Marozian. That fight ended in a draw, so those guys are going to fight another eliminator. But in reality, either of those guys should have had a title shot already. So this title eliminator thing is just a way to stall time from Alvarez having to fight a quality fighter. And if he doesn't fight Austin Trout, I mean, who's out there that they could really have him fight instead of Austin Trout that is a big fight? I just don't see it. I can't really name any guys off the top of my head. I mean,
well, I'm going to put it to you like this. The way the president is disrespected in a good portion of this country is the way Austin Trout is disrespected by the boxing establishment. They don't even want to recognize him. They're trying to say that he doesn't even exist, like he was born in Kenya or something like that, or Austin Trout doesn't speak English. You hear what I'm trying to say? Is that,
yeah,
they're treating Austin Trout like he's like, you know, making him come in the back door. They sort of made him walk to the arena when he fought Cotto. He didn't have a car for him, things like that. I mean, it seems like they've disrespected him to the utmost, and yet he's still there. He's still winning. He's unbeaten. I guess eventually all these guys are going to have to come to Austin Trout's doorstep.
Oh, I agree. And I kind of thought of an analogy just now, or kind of a comparison. You could kind of compare Austin Trout and this Alvarez situation to kind of like Shane Mosley and Vernon Forrest. So in my opinion, Austin Trout is basically the Vernon Forrest, for Alvarez.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's just a style that I think just does not suit him well.
In other words, Canelo gets licked like a stamp if they were to fight right now.
I think so. It's because he's kind of Alvarez relies on power. He's flat-footed. He doesn't deal. I don't know if he deals well with guys with movement or not, because pretty much most of the opponents that he's faced, I mean, they're pretty much sitting ducks. They're not guys that are very good boxers. So there's obviously a reason why they're putting him in the ring with these types of opponents. And I'm sure in the gym he probably has problems with guys that can box and move. And they probably see that. And, you know, matchmakers, they know who give their guys problems. Obviously, in maybe 3 years from now, Alvarez, once he gets more experience, you'll probably see him fighting more of those types of fighters, because he's going to have more experience and be more comfortable. But the guy has about 40-plus fights. At this point, I think they need to step him up to fight some of the top guys in the division. I think he's getting too much of the babying treatment. And he's a really good fighter. I think it's kind of a disservice to him. Once he gets in there with a difficult style, he might not be able to handle it, because he's been fed so many subpar opposition.
Good enough. Kevin Perry, I thank you so much. And I want to reiterate, there is no merit to the rumor that you have challenged Ronda Rousey to a street fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ronda Rousey, man, she beat up on Victor Chinian. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. I'm talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah, yeah.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
My job, sometimes I go, people don't appreciate what they have in life. And I go, you know what, Bobby? You get on a stage, you work an hour a night, you drink, you get to say, how great is my job? And I get to say to a woman in the front row, nice tits. You guys can't do that at your job. You can't do that at the water cooler or the copy machine. And I don't care if you're a CEO of a company or you get 7-Eleven or a gas station. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're a flight attendant or a male nurse or a choreographer or a florist or a hairstylist. I'm just saying. You can't do that. Woman is so upset. I was sexually harassed. I didn't need to be sexually harassed. Sexually harassed me. Hey, Bobby, nice. Bring it on. If you have nice, look at my. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm serious. Women get upset about nothing. You know, my wife got dirty phone calls last year. I mean, she had like these three calls, and her number's unlisted. And she's like freaking out. I go, what are you freaking out about? She says, some guy's calling me. I go, who is he? I don't know. But he doesn't know where you live. So she wants to put an alarm in the house and get a gun and a dog. And what are you doing? She can't sleep at night. I'm getting dirty phone calls. What do I do? I said, honey, I pay $8 a minute for dirty phone calls. You getting them for free? Do you not appreciate anything? If I'm lucky enough to get dirty phone calls, I'm sleeping with the f***ing windows open, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up with a condom under my pillow. Where are you, hooker fairy? Where's my hooker fairy? Call me, hooker fairy. I love you. I'm going to go. You've been great. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You burr-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning. In here, clown. On the double.
Sir, Private Owens reporting as ordered, sir.
Idiot. You're about as handy as a trapdoor in a canoe. Now you get those thumbs back and straight along the seams of those trousers. What are you trying to do, make me look bad in front of the captain? You know how to report. Now you do it right. Do it.
Some unreleased Tower of Power off the Dinosaur Tracks CD, released about 5 years ago. It's from the 1980s. It was recorded. They didn't have an album, a label. So it just like stayed in the vaults. Michael Jeffries on lead. Fantastic compilation. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Speaking of boxing, man, 1979, Wilfred Benitez. That's right, Wilfred Benitez beat Carlos Palomino. I think he was like, what was he, 18 years old then, or for the World Welterweight Championship, or the WBC Welterweight Championship. Of course, Benitez now a train wreck, both physically and emotionally, both probably for, you know, for the most part, I always thought he was, how can we put this? He was a little short. His deck, he didn't have 52 cards in his deck to begin with. Okay, let me just put it to you like that. And then, you know, boxing with guys like Esteban de Jesus, the guy that beat Roberto Duran the first time, back in the 1970s, the age of 13 and 12 and things like that, and holding his own with these guys. I mean, his papa, Gregorio Benitez, he allowed this stuff. But, you know, I just don't think that you know, taking a pounding like that, and yeah, he was taking a pounding and training with world-class guys, probably the second best or the first best lightweight in the world at the time. And at the age of 12 and 13, it's just not good. And we're talking about repeatedly. He was taken out of school, and he just boxed. and he would show up and box with these guys. He'd be 13 years old and box 8-10 rounds a day in Gleason's gym in New York City with some of the most notorious guys in boxing. Okay, so that didn't help him out. Nowadays, he's toast. Basically, he's almost in a wheelchair. And I talked about Joe Frazier earlier, born on this day in 1944, smoking Joe Frazier, born Joseph William Frazier. Lovely guy to be around if he had a few drinks. If Joe was sober, Joe was unpredictable. I can tell you that. And when Joe was drunk, he was unpredictable. I remember one fight that I worked, the Vaughn Bean Evander Holyfield fight in Atlanta, GA, and I was working for King Vision, Don King back then. And he was in the corner, and they had gotten drunk. Him and Butch Lee, the late Butch Lee, Butch Lewis. Butch Lewis died a couple years ago. They were together and working the corner along with one of the trainers, and they were insulting the referee, calling him racial names and all this kind of stuff throughout the 12-round fight, but they were drunk as a skunk. I mean, I went into the dressing room to do the pre-fight interview, and it was like walking into a tavern. I mean, you have never smelled booze that heavy. And Vaughn Bean is just sitting there being his fat, jovial self, trying to get himself worked up to fight Evander Holyfield. But the bottom line is Vaughn Bean was really not a world-class fighter. But those guys were world-classly. They were intoxicated at a world-class level that night with the late Butch Lewis and Joe Frazier. And, of course, Joe Frazier, very bitter at Muhammad Ali, said some nasty things about Muhammad Ali over the years, about his health, about his current health status and things like that. And he says that, you know, he forgave Ali, and, you know, they patched things up at the end. But Joe would never get over the bitterness. He just wouldn't. I mean, I lived in that era. I watched Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay, change his name in 1964, okay, to Muhammad X and then Muhammad Ali. But I watched him taunt Joe Frazier. I mean, you talk about getting on under somebody's skin. Joe tried to play like, oh, we'll see what happens when it's fight time. And he'd come up with some line like that. But inside, he would be seething. I mean, he was like, Ali just tore him apart. Ali went after his family. Ali went after, called him an Uncle Tom. I mean, and Joe Frazier was one of the guys that helped Ali out during his self-imposed draft exile of the mid to late 1960s when he refused to step forward and be accepted into the United States military, the United States Army. Of course, he was a conscientious objector, being a Muslim, and eventually the Supreme Court ruled in his favor. But for, you know, 3.5 years, there was no boxing as far as Muhammad Ali and Cassius Clay was concerned. I mean, he just was on the sidelines doing college tours and things like that. But that's why I think Muhammad Ali's prime, that's why I don't think we can rate him as far as all-time heavyweights are concerned, is that his prime was taken away. His prime was taken away. And on this day in 1982, man, hard to believe, Bobby Chacon got knocked out in 3 rounds by one of our guests a few weeks back. That's right, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Man, if you remember the fight, you know why I'm shaking my head. That was one hell of a thrashing that Ray gave to the smaller Bobby Chacon. Carmen Basilio in 1953 beat Ike Williams in Syracuse, New York. And, of course, Carmen just passed a few weeks back, and Carmen was a good buddy of mine. Carmen used to insult me on the radio regarding my singing or my lack of ability to sing, basically, is what he was knocking me on. Alexis Arguello in 1980 KO Ruben Castillo. That was in Tucson, Arizona, retained the WBC 130-pound title. Castillo became an announcer with the LA Forum team. And he wanted it. I think they were giving him $2,500 a show or something like that. And he wanted $5,000. Imagine $2,500 for showing up for 2 hours every other week. That was it. $2,500. This was about 10, 15 years ago. And he turned it down. Said he wanted almost double. They went and replaced him. I remember I auditioned for the job and they told me that I had it. And Tom Kelly told me I had it. My broadcast partner told me I had it. And I came home, and they ended up giving it to somebody else, somebody who had connections with the network, per se. But at the end of the day, you know, Ruben Castillo, I mean, how can you walk away from $2,500? When I walked from Comcast South in 2007, late 2007, early 2008, it was due to money. I just didn't want to travel anymore for the money that was, you know, being put forth. I didn't want to drive my own cars. When they did pay-per-views and work for other guys, other promoters, other entities, other major entities, a car would pick me up. I was spoiled. But having to drive from, like, Houston to a place in Louisiana, that just wasn't too cool to me, and I didn't dig it. And after being bit by a chigger down there in Alexandria, Louisiana, I decided to hang the road up, hang the TV up. That was it. I wasn't going to become a superstar right away. I knew it would take some more time. I'd been on TV a long time, wasn't getting my breaks. Said, the heck with it. So that's the history. And now somebody asked me the other day, why aren't you on TV anymore? But basically, that is why. I just don't want to do the traveling, and I'm not willing to bend down and, you know, kiss some butt in order to get the assignments. 1997, Jackie McCoy, the trainer of Carlos Palomino, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, beating Wilfred Benitez. He died at the age of 73. He had Alzheimer's. He was truly a great man. I miss Jackie McCoy. Jackie McCoy is one of those guys from Southern California, a legend, a true legend, not a legend in his own mind, a legend in reality. He was the man, Jackie McCoy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, guess who's getting beat up? Manny Pacquiao on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Now, if my man Scott Cuddy was on top of his game right there, he'd have come back with the Jerome Curly Howard snoring there, because that was Manny Pacquiao snoring, of course, after that last fight. He's still asleep, folks. They had to, you know, close the arena. Manny's still sleeping there. Actually, Manny is in the Philippines. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, the former champion, having lost last year, lost two fights in a row. People don't realize that. They don't. I mean, Tim Bradley beat him. That was a controversial nod, but the bottom line was Bradley does hold this official win over. And, of course, Juan Manuel Marquez knocked him into another time zone. And when they're fighting December, I mean, Bob Boom knocking him down in the third round, finishing him off a little bit later in the fight. Of course, when Pacquiao went down, he was motionless. Basically, he was dead. I mean, he wasn't getting up. There was some hesitant. They were, how can I put this? The HBO crowd was a bit, the crew was a bit hesitant and willing to call it for what it was. A face planting, one punch, knockout. That's bang. That was it. So that makes Juan Manuel Marquez, I think, the fact that he slew the dragon finally and slew him in dramatic fashion, did not allow it to go to the judges' scorecards like he did the prior three times. And, of course, in at least two of those fights, he was jobbed. The one fight, that third fight that they had last November in 2011? I mean, Jesus Christ. Juan Manuel Marquez licked him like a stamp. I mean, just beat on him like, wow. I mean, he just owned him. He just did. I mean, Manny Pacquiao needed a knockout in the 12th round. He said it. He went out there. He tried to get it. He didn't get it. He was praying for a decision in the corner, down on his knees, praying to God. Well, if there is a guy that came through for him that night, because he did get the nod in a fight that he did not deserve. So Marquez comes back a year later, and Marquez was staggered. He got dropped. His glove touched the canvas. That constitutes a knockdown. I mean, Manny Pacquiao was on the offense. Manny Pacquiao was dishing out a tremendous amount of punishment. But Marquez was sticking to the game. He was tough, and he was willing to work the body. And he was patient. Much like George Foreman was patient with Michael Moore back in, was it 1995, when he recaptured the World Heavyweight Championship at the age of 45 with that uppercut. It's all about timing. You wait on a guy, you wait on a guy, you wait on a guy, and you let him do the same thing over and over and over again. And you know the counter, and you're waiting to counter at the perfect time. Well, guess what? Marquez countered at the perfect time, and just like Foreman, countered with the perfect time. With Foreman with the uppercut, Marquez with the overhand right, boom, lights out both times. But for Pacquiao, this is a career-ending fight, I think. I don't think that he has any more fight left in him. I mean, let's be honest. He really hasn't trained all that diligently. He wasn't in great shape for his last three fights. He hasn't looked good in a few years. I think his peak was probably 3 years ago. And from that point forward, he has plummeted as far as his boxing ability and his fighting ability is concerned. I mean, look at the performances. Shane Mosley, give him what, a C-plus for that? Maybe. Antonio Margarito, you can give maybe a B-minus for that one. I mean, he really hasn't had any A-plus performances. He hasn't had any in a long time. Hasn't scored a knockout in over 3 years. So what does that tell you? It tells you he's over the hill and down in the valley. Of course, they're talking about him fighting again in April in Singapore, Macau, or Dubai. Dubai. Don't go to Dubai. I've been there. That place is a bad place. Of course, he's on suspension. And I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao after being knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez. But they're talking about doing a card with Manny Pacquiao, Nonito Donaire, and Brian Valoria in, I think it's called Araneta Stadium, in the Manila, in the Philippines. Of course, that's the site of the 1975 epic battle involving Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, the Thriller in Manila. But that would probably be the biggest fight in the history of the country. It would have all three of their boxing stars on the same card, and it would prove to the Filipino people, finally, that Nonito Donaire is a far better boxer than Manny Pacquiao ever was, period. That's just the way it is. And whether you want to admit it or not, that's on you, okay? But you look at the skills, you look at the knockout power, you look at the fact that he's risen in weight divisions just like Manny Pacquiao has, okay, and he's beaten world-class guys along the way and champions and things like that. If he steps up and fights Guillermo Rigueneau, which was the plan, the two-time Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba, I think Donaire will have done his thing at 122 and then move on to 126. Now, some people think that he can fight as big as 130, 135. I just don't think so. I think he's pretty not frail, but thin. I mean, he's thin around the middle. I'm talking about, he used to fight at 112, and that was a struggle. Then he fought at 115, and that was a struggle. 118 is a struggle. Now 122 is a struggle. That's what happens when you move up in weight as a fighter. Every weight class becomes a struggle. It's a little easier to make 122, obviously, than it would be 118 at this point in time of his life. I think he's around 30 now. But, making weight, all about boxing. I mean, that's what it is. Can you make the weight and fight the next day? It's not making you make the weight and fight. Can you make the weight and fight the next day? And the amateurs, is it can you make the weight and fight? And the NCAA here in the United States, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, of course, which governs collegiate wrestling, you wrestle, you weigh in a couple hours before the actual match. So you can't cut all this weight. Like I talked about Andre Ward earlier, the world 168-pound champion, he could not fight at a world-class level, he has told me this, at 168 pounds if he were to weigh in the morning of the fight. Day before weigh-in's fine. He says if he goes to 175 pounds or same day weigh-ins, he would have to go to 175 pounds. So Andre Ward, how can I put this? He's telling you like it is, that these day before weigh-ins, he's sort of saying, you know, they're a little bogus, because he's telling you, I couldn't fight at that weight class if I had to weigh in the same day. So Andre's putting it out there. Andre's putting it out there that, you know, guys should be doing the VADA testing and the anti-doping testing of the U.S. Anti-Doping Association. I mean, he's one of the guys out there wanting to do random testing. Here was a young man that went through the random testing of the Olympic Committee before he won the Olympic medal in 2004, the Olympic gold medal. Okay, an underdog as he was, 162-pounder fighting 178 pounds of winning. God bless him. Athens, Greece, of course, big things here in the city by the bay when the kid born originally in San Francisco and fights out of Oakland, California, won that Olympic gold back in the day. But as far as moving to 175 is concerned, I think that's an eventuality, and I think that's probably going to be about it. I just couldn't see Andre Ward putting on another 25 pounds or another, I couldn't see him putting on 25 pounds of fighting a cruiserweight. Just couldn't see it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have a website. We do? Yeah, we do. It's ringtalk.com, RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Of course, we've got podcasts up there. We've got some MMA news up there. We've got all the shows that, of the past 6 months, 6 to 8 months, if not a year, up on the archive. So if you know how to go about the website, and it's pretty easy, you'll know about how to go about the getting everything done as far as listening to the shows are concerned. The Friday Night Fights, they're back. And, of course, Teddy Atlas is still going crazy as far as, you know, robberies and boxing are concerned. And he has a point. But, you know, he can rant and rave and do all that he wants. But unless he can call these people out on the carpet with some type of federal commission, that's all it is ranting and raving. I mean, he's got a good perch. He's on ESPN, and more power to him. I think Teddy's got the right approach. I think he's got the right idea, because either a judge that comes up with a horrendous decision in boxing or mixed martial arts, either he or she is incompetent or they are crooked. That I just don't think, you know, you had a bad night. Yeah, people have bad nights. So if you have a bad night, that means you were incompetent for that night. Okay? That's the way I look at things. And I think the judges that have shown scores to be off the mark consistently, and there are judges like that, and judges that have blown big fights and gone for house fighters in big fights, especially a lot of the Las Vegas judges, okay, I think they should be benched. But they're not benched. They're put right back in play. I mean, it's just the way it is. This is the boxing game. That's why we need a federal boxing commission. That's why we need guys like Francisco Valcarcel. Of course, the president of the WBO was on this show a couple of weeks ago, and he happens to be a sponsor of the show as well. But Paco doesn't have the controversy in the WBO that the other sanctioning bodies have. Why is that? Unless, you know, he relegates or he's forced to allow the state commission to assign the judges, then he may have some problems. But when he assigns the judges himself for his fights, there is no controversy. You just don't see it. I mean, most 99% of the time, all three judges are looking the same way and seeing the same score. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it all boils down to who you want in power. And I think I'd rather have the federal government in power. People say, oh, no more government. Well, I think we need government as far as regulations are concerned. I mean, I think we need it now, especially when you're seeing the impacts now of professional wrestling. And who is it, Chris Nowinski, with that foundation he has for brain trauma and NFL athletes and this and that. But you see the trauma that NFL athletes are taking and the brain damage afterwards. Junior Seau's death, now his suicide. part of being depressed and having dementia and all these different issues from taking all those hits and repeated concussions over the years. Well, boxers take a lot of shots too, okay? And nobody's out there looking. Nobody's looking out for them. They're not. They're just not looking out for them. State commissions, in my opinion, with Nevada supposedly being the best, I think just don't look out for the boxer. Just don't look out for the athlete as much as they look out for the company, the promoter. I mean, the bottom line is the bottom line. In Nevada, the bottom line is money, just like it is everywhere else, okay? And I think that the fighters suffer, per se. The fact that Nevada doesn't want to do random drug testing unless a guy's been already caught, I just don't know. You know, they caught Alistair Overeem, the number one ranked UFC heavyweight contender, UFC being the Ultimate Fighting Championships, of course, the king of combat sports when it comes to the world of MMA. But when they caught him on that surprise test in January, they had suspected him of taking stuff before, and they made him sign a contract or a deal when he came to Nevada, if he wanted to fight there, that he had to submit to at least three random drug tests. Well, he submitted the first one and got popped for a high testosterone level. Okay, so he's out for a year. He'll be coming back probably against Antonio Silva, looks like in February. But they don't randomly test people unless they've already been caught. I don't get it. How can you catch somebody if you don't test them? Think about that. How can you? And these guys are taking these drugs in the off season. Okay, there's lots of boxers I suspect of taking steroids. I really do. Steroids, EPO, performance enhancing drugs, as I do in the world of MMA. I think, you know, Larry Merchant likes to point at the world of MMA and think that they're all about steroids and performance enhancing drugs. When the bottom line is, every sport nowadays is. I think even golf is involved as far. And speaking of performance-enhancing drugs, what's his name? Armstrong, the bicyclist, is now going to come out on Oprah and admit that he was taking those drugs all those years, something he denied. How long did that guy deny it? Like 20 years? Like 2 decades? He denied taking performance-enhancing drugs, and there were guys that admitted shooting him up and guys that were hanging out with him and guys that were racing with him and things like that. What a phony. And then to do it on Oprah. Nobody watches Oprah. What's Oprah on her own channel now? Does anybody even have Oprah TV? Oprah blew it, I think, by jumping ABC and going to her own network. And I think that her website and her magazine, all that kind of stuff, has sort of been a bit of a, how should we put this, bust. You tune to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Godfather of Soul. JB in the house. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, live in Las Vegas on K-Ship, KSHP, 1400 AM. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Some like them tall, some like them short, skinny legs and all. I like them bald, I like them proud, and when they walk, you know they draw a crowd. Say, you got to have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America.
They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope. So he got nailed.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Let me remind you, it is not bragging when it's the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. May the 4th, Saturday night, Las Vegas, Nevada. It looks like Floyd Mayweather is going to be taking on Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the Ghost, the once-beaten fighter out of Gilroy, California. Mayweather undefeated, considered pound for pound the best fighter in boxing, except he's not fighting often enough to be considered the best fighter in boxing, in my mind. Now, Guerrero's coming off the win over Andre Berto. I think that if Guerrero can just impose his will and get in Mayweather's face, much like he did Berto, I mean, and force him up against the ropes, he's got a hell of a shot of winning this fight. I don't think Floyd's legs are all that good at the age of 34 or 35, however old he is at this point in time. And I think Guerrero's one hell of a live underdog there. Now, Saul Alvarez is on the same card. That's right. Alvarez and Mayweather are going to share co-main events on this May 4th card at the MGM Grand. They're talking about him fighting Austin Trout. Well, I don't think he's going to fight Austin Trout, so maybe he'll fight Miguel Cotto, the guy that Austin Trout beat. That's what a puss, that's what a wuss Saul Alvarez is. That's how unconfident his people are in him, that they would put him in with a man that just got beat by Austin Trout, Miguel Cotto. Even consider it. Put it out there in the press. Shame on you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we air Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live worldwide on the Internet and the American Forces Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I thank you for tuning in, and I will see you soon.